All right, WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, WMFO.org on the web. And you're listening to the Bingo Show. We're at the halfway point. We're getting ready to do the coverall. And that's a set of covers for those of you not familiar with the show. At the top of the hour, we do a set of covers. And this week, the covers will pertain to the theme. We just heard Cuff the Duke. That was an awesome song. The Trouble and the Truth. That's off a disc called Life Stories for Minimum Wage off Paper Bag Records. Before that, we heard Florence and the Machine, I'm Not Calling You a Liar. That's off the disc Lungs. And before that, we heard Arcade Fire from Funeral doing Rebellion Lies. That's from 2004 off the Rough Trade label. All right, so we're going to get to the coverall in just a couple of seconds here. I just want to let you know if you're wondering what has been played so far, if you just walked in and you missed the first hour, you can check it out on spinitron.com, S-P-I-N-I-T-R-O-N, spinitron.com. And just over on the left there should be a WMFO. And then you click on that, and then you click on the schedule, and you'll see today, and it'll show you what's going on here. You can check out all the shows on WMFO, and many other radio stations, too, on Spinitron. So, also, if you want to stream us live, you could go to WMFO.org, and you can also check out the archive up to 2 weeks after a show has been played. So this show will be up for 2 more weeks after it's done. And you can also find out many other things at WMFO.org. And give us some money if you want. We always like money. All right, let's see. It's coverall time. Let's get to it. We're going to do a Muse covering the band Churches here. And let's go over here and give this a shot. All right. This is the Bingo Show.
Show me. door. Gentlemen or fool, don't see trying hard to recreate what is yet to be created. Watching her life, she mushers that smile for his nostalgic tale. Never coming near what he wanted to say, only to realize it never really was. She had a place in his life, and he never made her think twice. As he rises to her apology, anybody else would surely know. He's watching her go. Thank you.
WMFO, that was a cover all, and that was pretty good. It was kind of weird. I had a really hard time finding songs and with this theme, trying to find cover songs. It was difficult, but I managed to find them. And you just heard Susie and the Banshees doing a song "Trust in Me," and that's from the Jungle Book. I'm not sure who wrote it, and I forget the actor who voiced that originally, but that's from the Jungle Book, "Trust in Me." So the snake sang it. Remember that? Anyway, if you don't, that's what it was. It was the snake, "Trust in Me." Very biblical. That's from a disc called "Through the Looking Glass" from 1987. We just heard Cat Power before that, and that was a kind of obscure Bob Dylan song, "I Believe in You." It's from "Slow Train Coming" from 1979, so that's the Dylan song. It's not one of his better-known songs, but Cat Power made it hers. That's from the disc "Jukebox," 2008. A band called Lack Thereof from Portland, Oregon, did a song called "What a Fool Believes." That's the Doobie Brothers song. I think we all know that one. And that's from a disc called "Bridging the Distance." And it's a bunch of cover songs from bands from Portland. And I think it was to help out building the bridge or some fixing the bridge or something like that. I don't know. You'll have to look it up. You probably don't care. The Picking On series, they did a cover of the Eagles' "Lying Eyes." That was kind of bluegrassy. It's the Rockin' Banjos of Bluegrass is the name of the album. And they have like about 1,000 albums out, and they do all kinds of covers of and bluegrass versions of different popular music. And it's pretty cool. Some of their stuff's good. Some of it's, you know, kind of gets kind of tiresome, but I enjoy it. It's great for coveralls because they always do some. So when I'm having trouble finding a cover, I can always count on Pick It On because they probably covered every song ever written. And we started off with the band Muse, and that was from Live Lounge, BBC One. I pulled that off the internet, and the song is "Lies" from the band Churches. So there you go. That's the coverall, and We had a difficult time putting it together, but I think it turned out pretty well. All right. All right. The theme, again, is truth and lies, and I think we all know why that's the theme this week. There's a lot of lies being told, a lot of truth being told, and I'll leave it to you to decide who is the liar and who is telling the truth. All right, but let's do what we're here for, and that is to play some music. And right now, I'm going to throw some Flaming Groovies your way.
Just can't stand that. you've come here looking for some sort of essential truth about the South or some spiritual revelation, and you're not going to find it unless it happens by accident or by grace. These people know about it. I guess they have what Flannery O'Connor called the wise blood. The blood rules them. They don't rule the blood. You want to know the secrets of the South, you got to get it in your blood. And you ain't going to get a transfusion from the blood bank for it.
Disappear from your hometown. Go and find the people that you know. Show them all of your good parts. Leave town when the bad ones start to show. Go and wed a woman, a pretty girl that you never met. Make sure she knows you love her well, but don't make any other promises. The way you lies will bring you down and follow you to every town, 'cause nothing happens here that doesn't happen there. So when you run, make sure you run to something and not away from, 'cause lies don't need an aeroplane to chase you anywhere. Worst thing a man can do is draw a hungry crowd. Tell everyone his name, pride and confidence, but leaving out his doubt. I'm not sure I bought those words. When I was young, I knew most everything. These words have never meant as much to anyone as they now mean to me. The way lies will bring you down and follow you to every town, 'cause nothing happens here that doesn't happen there. So when you run, make sure you run something and not away from, 'cause lies don't need an aeroplane to chase you down.
you'll ever find that inside your la 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 life was a liar. Did you ever build a house that somebody was setting on fire? So long. And if I had a dime for every time I should have gone. Inside your la 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 life was a thief, flooding in New Delhi when you only want a little relief. It's all for naught. I only wanna give back all the stolen merchandise I bought.
Alright, WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. It's the home stretch now. We've got about 15 minutes to go. I got some more songs for you, so don't go away yet. And then Edward Buchert's coming up, and he will entertain you with some sound collages. Tears of the Gods, Plastic Sushi, Extravaganza. He does all kinds of fun stuff. He always has a theme. And be interested to see what his theme is this week. He should be here shortly. All right, we just heard Steve Earle doing The Truth from the disc Jerusalem, 2002. Cotton Mather did Life of the Liar, and that disc is called Death of the Cool. We had the Avett Brothers in there doing The Weight of Lies. That was from Emotionalism. And we had the band in there with Bob Dylan. I Don't Believe You, She Acts Like We Never Have Met, from The Last Waltz. And we start off with Flaming Groovies, Don't You Lie to Me. It's from Groovy's Greatest Grooves. It occurred to me as I played that that might actually be a cover. I'm not sure about that. I'll have to look that up. But anyway, there we go. That's the last set. We're going to get to another set so we don't waste time, because I got some stuff I want you to hear. All right. WMFO, Bingo Show.
This is Pennywise. Joan, you're next.
This is Sue.
Hi, Sue. How can I help?
Jim, I really have a problem with impulse buying. I never have money left for anything.
Oh, why?
Jim, I really have a buying impulse problem with buying.
Okay.
Buying anything, anything, anything.
Now, wait a minute. Go ahead and use some of that money to bring some happiness.
Jim, I really have a problem. Jim, I never have money left for impulse buying.
A lot of people have that problem. Take cash.
Good idea. I feel we really need to buy right away.
After all, money is only paper and metal till you put it to use.
I never have money left.
But you've already decided to buy.
Impulse.
I really think it'll help.
Good idea.
Oh, thanks. Okay, let's go to line four. This is Pennywise. I'm Jim Phillips, and your name is...
Bob.
Hi, Bob. What can I do for you?
I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
Oh, this is Pennywise. Line six, you're on. And your name is...
Bob.
Caller number five, you're on the air with Pennywise. I'm Jim Phillips.
I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
Let's go to line seven on Pennywise. Hi, I'm Jim Phillips.
Bob, commercials. I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
Oh, well, listen. I think your first responsibility is to yourself and your family.
The what?
Thanks for the call. Hello, you're on Pennywise with Jim Phillips, and you are...
Bob.
Okay, let's go to line four. This is Pennywise. I'm Jim Phillips, and your name is...
Bob. Commercials.
Hello, caller.
I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
And your name is...
Bob.
Hi, Bob. What can I do for you?
The what?
Go ahead.
I get confused by all the claims made in commercials.
You sound frustrated.
It's because I am.
Well, my kids and I, for example, love to build things with scrap lumber.
The what?
All right. Thanks for the call, Carl.
Bob.
This is Pennywise. Line six. You're on.
Bob.
Yeah, Barb.
Bob.
Go ahead.
Claims made in commercials.
I
get confused.
Why?
I get commercials confused.
I can imagine.
The what?
Well, many religious people follow the biblical plan of tithing. You may want to visit with your clergy about it, but of course...
The what? Commercials. I get confused by all the claims.
And your name is...
Bob.
That's a tough one. A lot of people have that problem.
The what?
Truth in advertising.
I get confused.
Advertising, though, can be a really good source of information because of the truth in advertising policy.
The what?
Because of the truth in advertising policy.
The what?
Truth in advertising.
The what?
Truth in advertising. Truth in advertising. You see, the law requires advertisers to tell the truth.
The what?
The truth. The truth. To tell the truth. Truth in advertising.
Good point.
So listen carefully to the wording of an ad.
The what?
The truth in advertising.
The what?
Well, then you have to decide if honesty goes both ways, right? After all, so... This is Pennywise. You're on the air. Hi, Bob. What can I do for you?
Yeah, Jim, this is Charlie.
Okay.
I've got a moral question for you.
The what?
Wait a minute. Thanks for the call, Bob.
This is Charlie. I've got a moral question for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a matter for your own conscience, Charlie.
I figured you'd say something like that.
All right. Why don't you give it a try this year?
Okay, but they'll never catch it.
Well, thanks for calling, Charlie.
Thanks.
This is Pennywise. Line six. You're on.
Yeah, Jim, this is Charlie.
Thank you. hip-hop justice. My rap forte is judge, jury, bailiff, for prosecuting, DA, cetera, paragraphs. My modus operandi is carpe diem, whether de facto or de jure. Comprende, the people versus you and your sensei, teaching that style of wordplay. Weaker than Wednesday, regardless of what your friends say. They're all disabled, stricken from the record, and deemed inadmissible. While this long arm of the law grabs a mic to shoot dope lines first and ask questions later. The death sentences of this live litigator to close the case tighter than the jaws of a gator. Stenographer's a steady login, the jargon that your counselors are barking in hopes of a plea bargain. But when you read back verbatim what they're saying to persuade them, you realize exactly how I play them. I come with the truth, whole truth, and nothing but, cause the truth hurts just as much as fucking with live will. I prove skill with refills from now until plagiarizing them seeds get their flows distilled.
Price tag on almost everything. Whether you drive a shiny new 1952 model or a pre-war jalopy, you had to pay the price. And when you're driving that car, remember that speed also has its price. The price tag on speed violations last year was 15,000 killed and 500,000 injured. This year, thousands of lives can be saved if you and millions of other motorists come to the sober realization that speed is the biggest killer on the highways and resolve to slow down before you or someone else pays the price that must be paid for it. You can do your part by keeping within speed limits. At all times, drive as though your life depends on it. It does.
All right, WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. We are finishing up here. We got time for one more song. You just heard Handsome Boy Modeling School doing The Truth from the disc So How's Your Girl? And we had Negative Land before that. Truth in Advertising. All right, time for one more song. Edward Buchert's on deck. Have a great weekend. I'll see you in 2 weeks.
yawns in the harbor, in the beer holes in the pub. I'll be wandering under unfamiliar stars. But the spirits in my heart don't persuade me anymore. And my
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Mixes.